More than 100 people turned out for the official ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Elk Creek Mine near Somerset. The diverse crowd, which included state and local government, coal miners, environmentalists, and ski fanatics, was reflective of the different partners responsible for getting the project off the ground. Up near the mine entrance, a loud hum drowned out voices, so project manager Julian Husick was forced to use a megaphone.
Exciting to see it come together.
The fan ventilates the mine to keep methane concentrations low. Methane gas is released during the mining process and has to be vented for the safety of the miners. Too much can cause an explosion. And until now, Oxbow, like almost every other coal mine in the country, has been releasing that methane into the atmosphere. That's controversial because methane is a potent greenhouse gas. Auden Schendler is the vice president of sustainability for Aspen Skiing Company, which financed most of the $6 million project.
Methane is the natural gas you use in your stove and in your furnace. So why waste it? Capture it. And that's all we're doing. We're burning it in a turbine. Think of a diesel generator that runs on methane. And that makes electricity. It goes into the grid and we sell that power.
And Aspen Ski Co. is buying all of that power, about 24 million kilowatt hours annually. That amounts to the resort's entire energy needs for the year, supplying 4 mountains, 17 restaurants, and 3 hotels. Schendler says as an environmentally responsible ski resort, they're excited to get green energy from a local source. Tom Bessel's company has been working on coal mine methane projects for years and is the driver behind this project. He says it's been hard to get coal mines interested because the methane revenue is tiny compared to coal, and mines are reluctant to do anything that will impact their efficiency or safety.
That's why it's important to have a large-scale pilot project like this, to show that, yes, it can work. Here's what it looks like.
But in this case, profit wasn't what motivated the mine.
It was all to save a wasted resource and to try to do something for the environment.
That's Brad Robinson, president of Gunnison Energy Corporation, which owns the gas rights at Oxbow's Elk Creek Mine. Auden Schendler of Aspen Ski Co. says the differences in the partners' political persuasions, ideologies, and industries didn't stop them from working together.
We all came to realize that one thing we cared about was not wasting resources. Now, we care about the greenhouse impacts, but they don't necessarily. But we said, here's our common ground, and this is an opportunity to do something good for our communities and do something groundbreaking together.
And Robinson of Gunnison Energy agrees.
I want this project to be a model and an example that we can duplicate.
That's the next step. Even though Tom Vessels estimates there are up to 20 megawatts of methane energy available at the Elk Creek Mine, the project is currently limited to 3 megawatts, because that's all Holy Cross, the utility that provides energy to Aspen Ski Co., can purchase. Other local utilities are also interested in buying the power, but they're also limited by their power contracts. Vessels says that when he tries to market the coal methane electricity to utility companies, it often comes down to one question.
Are you renewable? No. And then conversation goes, well, you know, they've got no incentive.
But some companies and state legislators are working to change that. Last year, State Senator Gail Schwartz introduced a bill to make captured coal mine methane eligible for the state's renewable energy portfolio. Several environmental groups opposed the measure, saying it would take energy credits away from wind and solar. The measure ultimately failed.
The 3 North Fork coal mines together, vent about enough methane to heat the city of Grand Junction.
That's Steve Wolcott, coal committee chair at Delta County's N. Frio Wisert Conservation Center. His group supported the legislation last year and has been encouraging the area's coal mines to do something with their waste methane for years.
If there is such a thing as clean coal, it's the coal that's produced here in the valley. And, by capturing the waste methane and utilizing it, it becomes even cleaner. And, you know, we believe that that combination, you know, makes this an energy source that's even cleaner than natural gas.
Back at the mine surface, the project leaders gather around a screen. One push of a button and the methane is now being turned into electricity. But despite the excitement of the day, further financial incentives will be needed to expand the project at Oxbow and to make this kind of energy viable at other coal mines around the country. For KVNF News, I'm Ariana Brocious.